Now and Election Day Studio 7 will bring you Your Choice 2013, a series of interviews with the men and women asking for your votes to lead Zimbabwe. We are seeking interviews with presidential candidates and parliamentarians, and we'll air as many of them as we can before July 31st. We start this week with candidates for the presidency. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu speaks with Zimbabwe Development Party leader Kisinoti Mukwaje and first asks him why Zimbabweans should elect him president.
The Zimbabwe Development Party is a party that was formed by people of Zimbabwe with the interest of the people of Zimbabwe. So as ZDP, we are assuring people of good salaries. We have seen that the Movement for Democratic Change, which was formed by the workers themselves, has failed to represent the workers, and the Zimbabwe Development Party is there to represent the workers. And imagine, for the past 10 years, we never had the Movement for Democratic Change talking about the workers. It means it has deserted them. It's a culture in them anyway, because we have seen them deserting people like Gibson Swanda, Job Sikala, Welshman Nule, and so on. And the Prime Minister himself has shown a culture of dumping some close allies, even dumped Lokaja Magidi, his spouse, he had somebody used to kiss. It means he's not a serious person.
Mr. Mukwaje, I would rather we focus on specific policies that you are offering Zimbabweans, not this character assassination.
Anyway, the ZDP will also look at our roads, will sort out our roads, will do away with corruption. There is rampant corruption in this country, and we will do what we call a cleanup exercise, Operation Restore Order in the government, so that we clean up all the mess and form a government and give power to the people. By so doing, we'll come up with performance monitoring council, a council which will monitor individual performances of people who hold public offices, like the ministers themselves, the president himself, councillors, district administrators, and the performance monitoring council will be reporting to the president on a weekly basis, so that we can notice any failing or incompetence in that department or that ministry within a very short space of time, so that we can do away with the person before he harms the intent of the country. We as Zimbabweans must work very hard to vote these guys out and put a government, they own a government they instruct, not a government that instructs the people what to do. Zimbabwe is in trouble because it has no leadership that intends to solve the problems of this country. Of course, Mugabe has done a lot. He must retire. He brought the independence, which we all enjoy today. But now we are looking at the material he's working with. They are not serious people. He must retire and enjoy the benefits of his hard working. He's a man. And now we must take this country to a next stage whereby economic development will be our main thrust. So Zimbabwe Development Party is there for you. Decide carefully, responsibly, and make sure if you vote us, you know you will be assured of getting a shop in town, and we'll do away with the Chinese people who have flooded our markets, who have flooded our shops.
What will you do differently here?
As ZDP, we are saying, you people of Zimbabwe, you will tell us exactly what you want, and we will do exactly what you want.
Your critics are saying smaller parties like yours are actually
being used. My party is not small party. It's very unfortunate. You are misinformed. Our party is not a small party. It's a very big party. It's even, I think if we are right, by the time we did our nomination, we were sitting at number 3, and now I think we are at number 1 in terms of following. But we cannot tell exactly how many members we have because we cannot do statistics at this hour. But I think it's just the graphics level, MDC, AT, ZDP, and ZANPF. And I think within the next 1 week, through our manifesto, selling of manifesto and strategies, I think we will be 2-3% ahead of these two political parties, not big political parties. We are actually bigger than ZANPF, we are actually bigger than MPC.
But we have not even seen a rally by your party attended by more than 1,000 people.
Rally. How do you claim you are more? Development Party is not funded. Zimbabwe Development Party is not funded. We cannot do those rallies the way these guys are doing, whereby you see president is flying with Chikopokopo helicopter, Shangri-La is moving with 4x4s to get there. We have no money. This MDC is getting money from West Minister and the Western allies. and the Zambia is getting from the Chinese and also from the fiscal.
Your critics are saying parties such as yours that they say caught mushroom during election time are actually clones of ZANU-PF. What is your response?
It's very unfortunate. Anybody who talks that is misinformed.
That was Zimbabwe Development Party and presidential aspirant Kisinoti Mukwaje in Harare in our Your Choice 2013 series. You can hear more online at www.voazimbabwe.com. Tomorrow, you can hear our interview with ZAPU and presidential aspirant Dumiso Dabengwa, also known as the Black Russian.
ZAPU has nominated him to be the candidate on behalf of ZAPU. I'm merely a servant of the people they've sent me to represent them as a presidential candidate, and that's what it is. I'm promising the people to follow ZAPU guidelines, which are ensure that the values that the liberation struggle was fought for are preserved and that those values are actually implemented.